Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio, and this is Diego Aparicio reporting from the Venice Lido on the occasion of the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival. I'm joined today by the Austrian member of the Giornate degli Autori jury, Lea Rizzi Ladinser. Lea, it's a pleasure having you here. How are you doing?
I'm very good, actually. Yeah, thank you.
So how did you hear about the 28 Times Cinema program, and how does it feel to be a part of it?
My friend Natalia, who's been here a participator last year, she's a very good friend of mine, and she told me that I really have to go here and try being accepted, and I got accepted, and I'm very happy.
Well, kisses to Natalia, and a big thank you for recommending the experience. So how has it been being a part of such a multicultural team here in Venice?
I really like being surrounded by all of the members. It's very a pleasure. And yeah, I feel like there's not really a difference between the nations. It just feels like hanging out with a very big group of people.
And have you found yourself in similar circumstances in the past?
I like to travel a lot, so yeah, you meet people from all over the world there. And I really like traveling, so I really like this experience as well.
That's wonderful. And do you have any formal background in film? Or is this a sort of... Do you come from a cinephile background more than anything?
Really, I come from a graphics design background. But I always liked animation and I always liked moving in images. So I started studying film. And yeah, so far I like it a lot.
That's amazing. Best of luck with your studies. And I just wanted to ask which cinema you're representing here.
I'm representing the Film Casino in Vienna.
Beautiful. And are you from Vienna? Do you go to the cinema often?
Yes, I live in Vienna, and the Film Casino, it's one of my favorite there. It's very big and they have a nice concept to them. I love it.
Wonderful. So what have been your impressions from Venice overall?
I'm still in it, so I can't really say the conclusion of it, but so far I really like it, and it's very nice to be here, and just to... There is the beach, there is nice people, there is movies, and it's good.
Well, sounds like a dream. So, I'm aware that as part of your role on the 28 team, you're also called to be the Lux Prize Ambassador for Austria in the coming months. What do you think of the initiative, the Lux Prize initiative? Is this something you were aware of in the past?
I did watch a lot of the Lux films, but I was never aware that there is a thing as the Lux Prize. But yeah, I really like the films that they selected. I'm very proud to be like one of the ambassadors. It's very nice for me.
Terrific. And will you be in Vienna promoting the free Lux Prize screenings in November?
Yeah, I will definitely be there, and I can't wait.
Awesome. And what workshop were you a part of here at Venice? I know that they put on a nice selection of workshops for you to learn more about the film industry and the different sectors that might interest you.
I went to a workshop called The Festival's Headache, and the title of it just got me. I wanted to know more about it, and I had just one lesson, but it was like one sitting, but it was very nice and very interesting to talk to the woman, to just find out how festivals are organized or what you need to make a festival. Because I'm interested in doing that in the future, so it was giving me a lot.
That's wonderful. Well, I hope you have a lot to take back to Austria after Venice, and I wish you the best of luck in all your film endeavors in the future. Many thanks for your time today, Lea.
Thank you very much for yours.
From the Venice Film Festival, this was Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.